This summer, the Grand Teton Music Festival celebrates 10 years with music director and conductor Donald Runicles, and the festival features a lineup of rising young stars as guest soloists with the orchestra.
That has always been something of which this festival can be quite proud. Long before I came, for instance, Maestro Ling worked very hard to bring up-and-coming talents to the Grand Teton Music Festival, very often before anybody else had heard of them necessarily. And this was something of a springboard to success. And of course, Sarah Chang is the most obvious example. But there are many others, also including young conductors. And I've inherited something quite wonderful here. And we would like the audience to feel very much the world heard them here, our audience heard them here.
Your role as music director means that, of course, you have to focus on tomorrow's concert, as it were, but you're also already, I'm sure, thinking about future seasons.
On any given day here in the summer, we'll be having meetings where we're planning the 2017, the 2018, the 2019 season, well aware of the fact that the great artists of the world are booking or are being booked that far in advance. And that's also the case with repertoire. I should add that I'm extremely encouraged that the word is out, that this is no longer the world's worst-kept secret. I'm sensing, whether I'm in Berlin or whether I'm in Edinburgh or London or around the country, that we are far more on the map, and that makes me very proud.
What do you think is turning the tide there?
My charisma? I'm just kidding. You can cut that out. The commitment to excellence, the ever-expanding circle of musicians. And with that, of course, more people are talking about it and more people are wanting perhaps to take part. And then, of course, the guest soloists and the guest conductors who come in, they spread the word. It really is word of mouth. You know, for all the importance of marketing, which is essential and pivotal today, the word of mouth is also crucial. In addition to which, and this is a really salient feature of the festival, the surroundings, the natural beauty and the natural surroundings on any given night when you leave the hall after a Beethoven symphony or a Mozart concerto or a Mahler symphony is so stunningly beautiful. And I think we're all, on some level, on any given evening, taken on a spiritual journey.
I know you were joking when you said my charisma, but maybe there is something to that, because an orchestra is too big to have one face in the form of one of the musicians. You know, you might have 80 people on stage. So the conductor does play a very important role in terms of connecting with the audience.
I agree. I was being facetious. Jesting aside, Micah, I have developed a very close relationship with many of these musicians. And, of course, through the chamber music as well. I sit at the piano. And I would be thrilled and genuinely very honored to believe that I have contributed over the last 10 years to the feeling of a bond between us all. And that each and every year, while this orchestra comprises many, many players from different orchestras, it's really quite remarkable how quickly they come together and within a very short period of time sound like any of the great orchestras that play 48 weeks a year together. And that each year, on some level, we start from a slightly higher level just because we know one another that much better.
And we shouldn't discount the value of publicity photos with a Scot wearing a cowboy hat.
No, we shouldn't. I'm rather tickled by that, and you can imagine it's people smirk over that when I'm back in Edinburgh or Berlin, but I happen to love that hat, and it comes in very useful in the summer here.